What's up, fam? Thank y'all for listening. It is about 7 in the morning, and I need to say my prayers. Thank you, Spirit, for being there with me, guiding through the night, and don't somebody trying to infiltrate my dream. Thank you a lot for waking me up for another beautiful day, so that I can do what I can on this earth to do. Thank you, Spirit, for keeping guiding. Thank you, Most High God, Creator. Thank you to my ancestors, my spirit guide, my archangel. I appreciate all of you for watching over me and my children and my children's children and protecting them from all of the harsh negativity of this world. Okay. So, without y'all, what's going on here is I've been having a lot of dreams lately. Thank you, Spirit. Because at one point, somebody had took my dreams away from me. And I couldn't remember any of my dreams. I couldn't remember what was going on in my dreams. But this Monday, or last Monday, something major happened in a dream. Okay? Let me talk about it. I'm going to talk about a couple of dreams I had this week that are really important. I went to sleep, or, usually I light my candle and then I pray and, I do my thing. And my candle was flickering its ass off, bro. It was like non-stop flicker, 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 flicker. It was flickering so bad that I felt, something wasn't right. These ain't my angels. These are other spirits. And I felt it negative spirit. And I was like, Spirit, could you tell me who, or show me who my enemies are? Show me who is, trying to bother me. What's going on here? So after meditating, I go back to sleep. I didn't even get any, I barely got into the lucid dream part. And who do I see? I see my daughter's grandmother, Lois, and the whole entire McAllister Boyd clan. And I am not even kidding. They were all piled in this house. The living room was like, somebody, some of them didn't even want to be there. And it was the kids that was there too. They got a big, humongous clan. And some kids didn't want to be there. Some of the adults didn't want to be there. They're just like, this bullshit. They tired. And, the night before that, like a couple of nights before that, I dreamt again about, that same house that they were in. This is not a house that I ever been in, okay? I've never been in this house before. But that same house, it was still empty. There was like no furniture, no nothing in the house. And Portia, if y'all know who Portia is, Portia was in the house. Janine was in the house. And it was like a couple of other people were in the house, and they were just walking around. You could feel the energy. It wasn't kosher. It was more like irritated energy from them too. But yeah, it was just a glimpse. It wasn't a full dream. But in that dream, there was a lot of traveling and all this good stuff. But anyway, that was it. Back to the McAllister Boyd clan that was in the house. Oh. There was a couch, and the couch was loaded, chair was loaded, everybody was sitting there. They were there, but they didn't really do anything. It was more like Lois was doing things, and I've had a couple of things about Lois before. Dolores, she wants some other shit. She do some shit. But yeah, so they are in the house, they're just in the house, not really wanting to be there, or like irritated that they had to be there and going through this crap that they didn't really want to do. It's like she made them do this for a reason, I don't know. Rich went down the line. Everybody aired out the house and was happy that the shit was over with, whatever the fuck was going on. I think Lois was in the back doing some shit that she shouldn't have no business doing. Working with Dark Beauty or Black Magic or some shit she was doing. Then the dream shifted. And all of a sudden, it was Janine and Freddie. I'll never fucking dream about Freddie. It was Freddie and Janine, not Grandpa Fred, but Freddie and Janine. Shit, Josh wasn't even there. Josh wasn't there either, but it was Janine and Freddie that was there. And Freddie being, Freddie, touristy out, smiling happy. But Janine was just Janine being an asshole like she is. That girl does not love herself, boy, I tell you. She hate herself and everything about life. Ooh. Anyway, I was around them, and they was in this house as well. This is a whole different house, so they was in the house. In the house, the same house that Janine and Portia was in a couple of days before that. And you could tell that it was all fake, like the energy was fake, like they were just putting on a, oh, I'm gonna be happy, oh, I'm gonna smile, oh, show. I don't know what the fuck I was doing there, but I was there, and they kept talking, they was talking, they was looking around, they're not very happy in that house. Janine and Freddie are not very happy together, and, I don't know, it just was like a whole bunch of, just, why the fuck are they in my fucking dream type shit, like, because there wasn't much furniture at all. It's weird because it wasn't nothing there. There wasn't no reason for them to be a dream or in a dream. Like I said, excuse me, like I said, I asked it to show me who my enemies were. And before I could get deep into the lucid dream part, that whole plan showed the fuck up throughout the whole night. I'm up there tossing, I'm up there turning, I'm up there dreaming about that fucking family. Like, the fuck is y'all doing here? But, like I said, please show me my enemies. And that whole fucking clan showed up. So, I don't like to dig deep into it, but sometimes God be trying to tell me something. I lit my candle. You know what happened? My candle burnt clean through the bottom. It burnt the altar cloth. It burnt the tin can that it was in. It burnt completely up. When I woke up, this shit was burnt done. So, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. That night, I also ended up going into a pain crisis. So it was the weirdest pain crisis because I ain't been having pain crisis since I moved out here. Okay. And I done been here for almost 2 years. But I ain't had no pain crisis since I moved out here. I had one before. It was the same way, but it was my mom and them. They heard that I said that I might be pregnant, and then that same night, my down below where the baby be at was killing me. Okay, so that same type of pain came that night that I dreamt about my enemies, and I was like, "What the fuck is this shit? Who the fuck, you know?" I called on my angels. I called on my spirit guides, my spiritual team. And it subsided, it disappeared. Okay. I guess everybody that left the situation where they thought they were hurting, but they thought it was gonna work. Whatever the fuck it was they were doing to me. But it didn't. It did work a little bit, but it didn't work enough to cause me. I'm like, y'all, somebody's trying to put me in the hospital for a reason. And I think Janine has a lot to do with a lot of it. I know Janine is a witch. I know Lois is it dabbles into the dark arts as well. And I know that Josh is a Josh is not really a warlock, but the thing about Josh is that he has an entity attachment to him, and his family is his problem. Okay. And I know that I was sent in to help Josh heal and get away from the people that's around him because he didn't want to listen. So I did my job. I planted the seeds and did a whole ass like I usually do. Anyway, yeah, so my tin can was burnt the fuck up. And I had a little bit of pain. It lasted for a little bit, but not much. And then I started putting one and twos and threes together, you know? Who is my enemy? And there you have it. Those were my enemies. Now, in my head, I'm like, how the fuck did they find out? This is me. I'm awake now. How did they find out where I live to be able to send that energy here? I was getting warm when I lit my candle, and my candle was going berserk. I was getting a warning that they had to do some spiritual shit. And the only person that been in my house is Nendrico and Michelle. That Saturday, Michelle, that Saturday before the dream, Michelle came to my house. I didn't really want her here, but she kept, you know. She was pushing it. I think she was trying to get some information over going with whoever the fuck, because she do know Josh's family really, 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 really close. She know Josh's family, but damn, who doesn't? That's a big ass fucking family. But she was trying to get some information, and I told her if somebody comes to my house, that I'll know that it was you said some shit because ain't nobody been to my motherfucking house. I got a little bit of, I don't really like Michelle that much, but because I know she's fake. Michelle is a witch on the inside, truth. But either she don't know it, but I do know she got some fuck shit going on with her. Everybody who deal with that bitch died, okay? Her friend died, her mama died, her cousin died, her sister died, brother died, my guy, everybody died around here. Same thing with Atoria. People who be around her just died. Just died, died, died. People who people die around them, you need to be aware that something ain't right. You know, something ain't right in the spiritual realm. People just dying out around them. Like, something ain't right. And I'll never forget when I asked the tour, I'm like, what's going on? Why everybody dying around me? But that was before I was awakened and realized people are dying around people because they do ill shit. When you do negative shit, when you do black magic, voodoo, death spells and all that shit come back to you and fuck your family. Not the person that you're trying to throw it on who is, excuse me, not deserving of it. But people don't know that shit. People think you just, oh, you the one putting spells, bitch. No, I don't do spells on nobody. And I say this over and over again. I do not do spells on nobody. Kramer family is the same way. I do not do spells on nobody. Kramer came to my house one day on my birthday to bring me home. And we sat up talking about it after my downstairs neighbors hated the shit. I don't know, that nigga got issues. Anyway, and he tried to leave. He tried to leave a monitoring spirit here. It was his glasses. He left his glasses and took my picture, my birthday picture, to try to harm me. I knew that. So when I realized that I had his glasses and I didn't want to touch his glasses, I threw them away. And he lost insight about what's going on with me and all that good stuff. Kramer had been attached to me for so long. I had called him one day and told him that it was completely over. Don't you ever fucking call me again. And I never be like that. Because Kramer usually is the one that can leave and come back. Leave and come back. I'm 48 years old, my nigga. We started this shit when I was 18. Stop it already. I had to cut him off. When I did that, he got angry. And started doing all kinds of stupid shit again. So I'm always being targeted by somebody who doesn't like it that I have changed. I'm always being targeted by somebody who doesn't like that I know what I know, that I actually am an intuitive, okay, a clairaudient, a clairvoyant. They really just can't stand it. Why the fuck my weak, black, sickly ass is somebody that can do all this shit? Well, I'm telling you like this. The weakest one that you think is the one is usually the one. The one that got the big ass fucking mouth. The one that talk a lot. The one that, be all in everybody's business. That's the motherfucker that do a lot of the fucking dirt. Okay? So, I cut the cord with Kramer, and I had that dream about my enemy. I cut the cord with the McAllister clan and a whole bunch of other people. Now, moving on. I have been having dreams about a guy and a bus, or which is Gandhi Bridge, like somebody lived in Tampa, and we couldn't get over the bridge. It was just like something kept blocking. Something kept blocking and stopping us from getting on the bus and getting over the bridge. And the guy, he was It's weird because I had this dream twice and it was two different types of buses, two different types of situations, but the scenario was the same. Could not get over the bridge. So I figured that somebody is stopping and blocking somebody from coming towards me. And this guy, he is chunky. I don't know who he is, but he's chunky. He's what they call fat. And y'all know how much I like me some big men. Oh gosh. I got a weak spot. But Yeah, and both those things, just so you couldn't get to. We would get on the bus, or I would get on the bus, or he would get on the bus, somebody would get on the bus, but we never could get going to get on the road and over that fucking bridge. So somebody was trying to stop and block that from happening. Okay. Now, a couple of days later, my mother told me in real life that one of the pastors had passed away, Lester Marshall. I had just scrolled past his name on Facebook. Now, these church people, that I know have been passing away left and right. You got Marshall Lester, Michael Walker, the fuck Paul still living, I don't know. And I could feel it when I try to come to my dreams and tell me straight. My cousin Chris came into the dream and he was like, he was sorry for working with the person that tried to cause me problems. He was sorry for working with somebody to take me down when I was innocent. So I did get the dream. Now, Chris is a part of my step family. My mama's husband, Mike's family. I already know that Mike got a lot of shit that he did, but he keeps his cool. He's like a cool ass warlock. A cool ass male witch. And my mama was like, "A warlock is a male witch." Yeah, but tell me the rest of it. A warlock is a male witch, of course. But there's also this male witch that has been kicked out of the coven because they didn't want to do the right thing that, the rules of the coven. When we know who the coven is, and 7 feet. My brother Reese is a part of the coven. And he is with Paul's family at that church that he's at. Okay. Just like my exes work with people in the coven, but a lot of things going down now because people are realizing shit. We cannot kill this girl. So, what I do know is that Thursday is my daughter's birthday. And I saved 20 seats, but my brother told me that he can't come. He can't come to my daughter's birthday party because Judah had something to do in Riverview, right? Cool. Jocelyn got down in a dump and I told her, "Fuck that shit. Don't you fucking worry about motherfuckers who ain't gonna be there. Nobody was there till even you was born. So don't worry about these motherfuckers. Your best bet is to not forever depend on a motherfucking human because a motherfucking human would be the motherfucker that makes you feel down and depressed and they'll do that shit on purpose." The second thing was, my brother said, Judah lives in Riverview and Rob does not support him. And now this is what I didn't ask, but I should have asked. If Rob doesn't support him at all in anything that he does, then what the fuck fuck is he doing there? What is Judah doing there if his father doesn't support him? Why is he with his father? Why he's not home with y'all? I don't get it. But it's none of my business because that ain't my incident. I ain't got shit to do with that. So I left it alone. Back to the Tuesday. Let's see. With another dream, and all of a sudden I can't remember it. But that dream was very important. The McAllister boy clown dream was very important. Hold on. Maybe the other dream might pop back up. I don't know what happened. I can't remember it. Excuse me. I can't think of it. But anyway, moving on. When I do think of it, I'll come back on. Last night. Now see, I don't fuck with it. Okay, got it. I got the dream. Not last night, but the dream before that. I don't know where the fuck I was. There's a lot of times that I'd be in a whole nother city, another. Oh, fucking yeah. Okay, hold on. I got two dreams. Did it come? Okay, so one night this week I dreamt about, I was kind of upset because I got some bad news, but it was all right. But one day, went in this room, it was this group or organization for girls, famous girls, wanting to be a part of the group. I joined the group. There was a lot of other women there, being like the Lake Vista area of the of St. Petersburg, and it was two big girls that was in charge of the group, and they asked us for some money, and I gave them a couple of dollars, but I didn't give them all my money, and they was trying to get all my money, and I'm like, oh, you crazy bitch, I ain't give y'all all my money, you know what I'm saying, I ain't stupid, and you know, I made friends with some of the girls that was there, but it was more like, I had to be quiet, I had to be careful, but something important. After us getting together and departed from the group, I'm walking down, I think that's 31st Street. I'm walking down 31st Street, sort of near the back of Ceridian, and, me and another girl was walking. I saw Pastor Hodge was with Jay Lee. Yeah, now see, I know Jay Lee can't stand my black ass. He can't stand my black ass for some bullshit that I just cut his ass off. You know what I'm saying? And he been at me like that for me. I don't fuck with Jaylee. Why is Jaylee and Pastor Hodge in my dream? They are together. Like, they are overseeing these girls. So in my head, I'm thinking these motherfuckers like young girls. They like young girls. I know I'm booked young and it's aggravating because what the fuck am I doing with a group of young girls? And I told one of the girls, you know, that I was 48 years old, and I just looked up, and she was just amazed, and it was like, yo, you know, I'm so happy. Anyway, that was one of the dreams I did. It was just, why the fuck would Pastor Hodge and Jay Hunter be in my fucking dream? It don't make no fucking sense. It didn't make any sense when the lady who was in charge of the dream, the big woman, She had, she was a dark skinned. She had a lot of money in her hand that I'd given her some money, and she had collected money from some of the girls, but I didn't give her all my money, and she kept asking for more money, and I'm just like, bitch, you crazy, bitch, the fuck, I gave you what you asked for, and I'm not giving you more. You know, it was like somebody that was just trying to get in. Okay, that was one dream. Okay, I don't know what that's about, but it just seemed like somebody was trying to drain me of my money. And what I'm understanding in that dream is that maybe J.D. Hunter and Pastor Hodge was trying to block or stop my money. A lot of people can't stand the fact that I talk about spirituality in a church and all that good stuff, and I tell the truth. Because they don't like it, they would like to stomp it out, which is stupid. Because wouldn't you just mind your business, go the other way? I'm not hurting you, so what the fuck? Anyway, next thing, I was at a museum, or I was more like home or whatever. I was with some friends, whatever. Whatever. I decided to go to a museum. At this museum, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here, because what the fuck am I doing here? But I was at this museum, and it was a cool museum because you could try on clothes and everything. Was at the time. You can try on the clothes and everything at this museum. So I get in, and I see a couple of famous people. One of those dudes was I don't know what his name is, but he's a gay dude who came out the closet a long time ago or whatever. He got a TV show on Netflix, I think. I think it's called Tucked or something, I don't know. But he was out in the 80s, and the gay, you know, community was just having their own little clubs and stuff. He was there, but he reminds me of that man reminds me of the Dr. Parrott. That man reminds me of Dr. Parrott, but he was there, and I said hi, he said hi, gave hugs and moved on. Then I seen Christian. What the fuck is Christian doing in my motherfucking dream? I haven't had a dream about Christian in eons. You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with that bitch because of what she did to me. And it's not even that. It's just that she just gotta have sex with everybody that I've had sex with. It's just the weirdest shit, you know. But anyway, Christian was there, and she was in her little boho African garb, whatever. And she looked good. She looked real good. Hi, Christian. You know, no big thing. She gave me a hug. I gave her a hug. She tried to kiss me on the cheek. I don't let nobody kiss me. Not in my dream. Because they be trying to give you the kiss of death, and I ain't trying to hear that shit. That lasted like 5 seconds, and then she disappeared and went on her way. I went on my way. We ain't even talk. We ain't even talk, yo. And then I went around trying on some more clothes. And who else do I see? I bump into Erykah Badu. Now, y'all know damn well Erykah Badu ain't gonna let nobody get next to her. What the fuck kind of shit is that? But Erykah Badu was there, and she was just like doing her thing, her music thing, or whatever not. And I was there. She had on her top hat, her gold grill, and her outfit just like Christian, you know, that hobo garb. All these, like a they both look like a African practitioner. They put on his garb and his necklaces and shit like that and the ring. Yeah, totally geared up. Erica was in bright light. Okay, she was, everything around her was more like a gold. Actually, the whole fucking museum was golden. And she didn't talk too much. She just sang, you know. She was doing her Erica Badu thing. She was Badu-ing. Anyway, so that dream was that dream. All right. So we found out that museum is about you and your memories, your past life, your past memories are there, group memories, because I have actually all those people there were group memories, group people that I encountered, even though Christian had a section. People that helped me in the past, people that loved me, you know, nobody from the now, but only from the past. She was, like I said, the Erica Badu of the 80s, I mean the early 90s, so. It was just, and all good things. So, last night was weird as fuck. Like, what the fuck? So y'all know, the Dark Knight, Batman, the Dark Knight, where that crazy motherfucker who put the bag over his head and he blows shit in people's faces and makes them look weird. Well, the guy who played that part was there. Gilda was there. And I don't fuck with Gilda. But she's there. Somebody from the secret. There's not a lot of people around, but it wasn't like he was doing anything. He was more like in the hospital, out of the hospital, whatever. It wasn't really orchestrated right. They wanted to try this new drug on me. Why the fuck I got to be the motherfucking TV? I, excuse me, don't know. But I do know that people have, some of the doctors in St. Petersburg have been trying to get me to try this new sickle cell drug, and I'm like, no, I don't want to. So just to, who was a Dark Knight? He was my doctor, and he kept coming and going. He was a very floaty ass fucking doctor, but he also wasn't down for the ground. You know what I'm saying? At one point, I tried to hug him, and he pulled away. Like, no. And you know me, I don't fucking hug nobody in my dream. I don't fucking have sex with nobody in my dream. I do not fucking eat in my dream, drink in my dream. I don't do that people interaction shit in my dream because that's how they get you. You have to be aware of your dreams because pay close attention to your dreams. Because dreams are the where the people come in and they where they tell you what's going on. I talk and I turn all fucking night, yet and still I was dreaming and I didn't appreciate it neither, okay. And it was an experiment of some sort. Somebody was talking about the $6,400 grocery card that they would be issuing or talking about. Somebody was talking about that, and then somebody was talking about a lot of stuff in that room. But this man was dedicated in taking care of me, even though I wasn't even sick. But that's the thing, I wasn't even sick. And I didn't let him put in anything or nothing. I just let him talk to me. And he wasn't saying too much, he just, you know, talking about the drugs and everything. But, ooh, I want some fried chicken. I don't know where that came from. But anyway, yeah. So those are the dreams that I had over the past 2 weeks. And it's obvious that somebody is trying to get to me. It's obvious that somebody is trying to bring back some old memories and trying to take me back to a childhood or past memories that I done left alone, or people I done left alone, people I done burnt out of my life. Like I said, my daughter's birthday is this Thursday, and which is tomorrow, and we're going to go and eat. And a lot of people are not going to be there that should be there, but they me telling my daughter, you know, this is some bullshit, don't worry about it. Remember the people who are there for you. Now, me and my mother had a spout. I went off on my mama twice. I think, well, okay, I went off on my mama once this week because I had to hand her her fucking, I had to hand her her departing paper. I had to because I have held it on so long and I'm tired of it. I'm just so tired of it. It's something I have to cut off. And my daughter was in the ticks. And I just told her what I felt. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking got tired of, can you please stop sleeping? Can you please stop, you know, being an asshole? I told my father about it, but he never respond. I've been getting visions about my father not being well. I've been getting visions about my brother not being well. I've been getting visions about a lot of fucking things in the past week that I ain't been talking about, but God been trying to tell me, well, I got something for you to do. And so I did. And I don't try to dwell on the things that like to intervene with my mind and my brain to try to stop me from doing my work. Because that's what this is all about. They don't want me to do my work. They want me to concentrate on anything but doing what I was supposed to do. They don't want me to go outside. They want me to be too tired to do anything. They don't want me to be able to do my work. See, what they didn't know was that this month I decided to take a break, that I wasn't doing readings. I wasn't doing all that. Every so often I might do a reading, but it's not on schedule because I had to take a break this month because God had something else for me to do. But I came up in here to let y'all know about the dreams that been sitting on my brain cells, and I haven't been able to write them down because I don't have no fucking notebook, and I'm starting to get agitated. So yeah, those were the dreams. I needed to be reminded of them because they include a lot of people who I cut cords with. And it's very important for you to cut cords with people who no longer serve you good. When you realize that these people are backstabbing you or hurting and betraying you, you need to cut them off. Period. Okay. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And it's the very end of the year. And a lot of people are trying to do shit that they don't got no fucking business doing. Now, like I said, tomorrow is the day that my daughter who has her birthday, I guarantee that somebody gonna try to either do some bullshit or try to break into my house or some shit. I don't know. Just I don't. I just feel like something gonna happen because I'm not gonna be home tomorrow. And either which way, I'm still protected. They can burn down my house. And I still will be protected. They can burn it and destroy it, and I still will be protected. Okay. Putting cameras in the house, voice detectors and all that good shit. Why go through all that measure? Why people go through so many measures to stop blocking and keep a hole because they don't want their truth to come out, bitch? We know you fucking gay. Who give a fuck? That's the thing that I don't understand. We know you gay. We know you do this. We know you do that. And is it like you're the only motherfucker that don't know? Because we don't give a fuck. We know you be messing with them little girls and them little boys. We don't care. Because you know why? God just put it on our hearts to know it. Fuck you. God put it on our hearts to know it.
Okay, so now we know. Boom. What the fuck we gonna do? We can't stop you from doing it. You might can go to jail, but that ain't gonna stop your entity from trying to do the shit that they're doing. Most of these people got negative entities attached to them, demonic entities attached to them. So I know it's not you, it's your entity. Just like with my mama. And like last night, I was just, she asked me a question about my son and his baby. Is he gonna be light-skinned or black-skinned? What kind of fucking question is that? Talk to me about why you so fucking prejudiced. Let's talk about that. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. So, you know that. Yes, I know everything. But I don't care. Me knowing, it just sits in the back of my brain until it's time for me to say something about it. But I'm not the one in charge. I'm just the one that gets the vision. God is the one that takes care of every goddamn thing. Karma is the one that takes care of everything. The universe, my ancestors, my spirit guides, and my archangels are the ones that take care of everything. So, if you've been trying to kill me off, destroy me, and this, that, and the other just because of the shit that I know, understand, people in your family gonna start dying. People around you are gonna start dying. The death threats, the death wishes y'all be putting on me, the booty dolls that y'all be making, all that good stuff, trying to X me out. Like y'all ain't figured the shit out yet that I ain't going no motherfucking where until God say so. Well, shit. You deserve everything that you get. I'm not sitting up here trying to destroy y'all. I just know that I know what I know. And I keep it. And I keep moving forward. I don't do black magic. I don't do voodoo. I don't do get that. I don't do, oh, I wish they were dead. I don't do none of that stuff. I keep everything to myself. I do not try to hurt or harm people because I know what karma is. I know how God works. It really does not like that shit. And half of these motherfuckers are dead Christian, go to church, pastor, deacon, all in the congregation doing all this negative stuff. This is God's people, right? So I leave y'all alone. I don't fuck with y'all. Actually, I try to burn the cords or to destroy the cords, cut the cords because I don't want y'all fucking with me energetically. Because I don't like fucking with y'all. But because y'all so worried about what I know, the shit that y'all did to me, y'all don't see that it's coming back to get y'all in the ass. No, they don't see that. You just think that I'm the one doing some dirt. No, have you heard of karma, my motherfucker? I don't do negative shit to people. I learned a long time ago not to do negative shit to people. That's how I lost my hearing, by doing negative shit to people. So I know for a fact that karma is real. But people get, man, I cannot. They just can't. Oh, and Bishop, oh God, Bishop was in a dream. He the one started it. That was the first dream I still remember. And I couldn't handle it. I just was like, could you please stay out my dream, bro? Why are you there? You still have the same exact energy. The same exact energy. Talking about something, I'm different. I changed. I'm no. Your energy can be felt, bro. Stay out of my dream. Stay away from me. I do not want to be with you. I do not want you. And I don't know who mother name is Catherine, but somebody killed Catherine, and that's not cool. All because of some karmic ass bitch. Anyway, that's what I have for y'all, man. I had to get this shit out because it's been in my head every day. And the dream has been in my head every day. So I had to say what I had to say so I could get this shit out and get this shit off my brain and move forward. Okay? So So with that being said, I think spirits or the energy able to open up and be able to say shit that I need to say on this goddamn podcast, because it's just really, and a lot of people want me to be thinking about them, wanting them, longing for them, and I really am not interested. They need to leave the fuck alone, honestly, because I don't give a fuck and I don't want to be bothered. I don't care. I just want to be me. I want to be happy. Anybody that stole from me, anybody that tried to stop me, all of that good shit, you will reap your karma. And if you were not fighting me, you are fighting the Most High God Creator. You are fighting my spirit guide. You are fighting my protection people, my protection spirit, my spiritual team. That's who you are fighting. If you're going through hell right now, understand that it's karma over what you did before. Alright? Anybody. Okay. So, that's what I got. I'm gonna get off this goddamn thing, because like I said, it's 8 o'clock now, and I'm gonna go. I got other shit to do today. And I'm going to do it. So, with that being said, I am out. Fuck all y'all. It is what it is. Switch.